Yesterday I spent all day hanging around one of my local job centre pluses, annoying staff and customers alike. Actually, I was there to try to get a feel for the kind of work that's done, kind of services provided to my constituents there. A few initial observations. First of all, the staff I spoke to had a perception, and it was not prompted by me, that we may be about to see a levelling off in the rise in the number of jobless, so fingers crossed. Second, Job Centre Plus provides a lot of services I wasn't aware of, and I'm sure a lot of members of the public aren't aware of them either. And thirdly, and I think this is the most important thing I took away from it, there is a genuine desire among Job Centre Plus staff to help people. A real sense of accomplishment when they've helped a customer into work. And usually there's a real relationship there between the advisor and the customer, not just a name and a long list of appointments. Even the interior of these job centres would probably surprise most people who are lucky enough never to have had to use their services. To me, the name Job Centre has got all sorts of negative connotations. But the new network is actually very welcoming and bright, well laid out, miles from the depressing benefits office in Coburnie in Ayrshire, where I and my dad and my sister had to sign on in the early 1980s. I mean, that place made the queue in the full Monty look attractive, and there wasn't nearly as much dancing. Anyway, yesterday was probably one of the most useful days I've had during the recess. I sat in on interviews with people who were signing on, who were looking for work, who were hoping to be part of the New Deal for young people. One woman, who was a recovering alcoholic, was talking really animatedly about two job interviews she had lined up, one yesterday and one was today. I don't know how she got on. And this was after a whole lifetime on benefits and as a single parent. So, definitely an exercise I'll repeat, maybe in a different part of the constituency next time, and I'll recommend the exercise to other colleagues, although I'm sure many of them already do this anyway. Okay, speak to you later.